Welcome back to my podcast channel, where we are learning leadership together and resting in God's promise that He doesn't call the qualified, He qualifies the called. I am Kim Touchton, Ambassador Diamond with It Works Global.
If I told you my story, you would hear hope.
Today, let's talk about the topic, how to stay okay. It's first quarter, it's January, things are exciting again. We know conference is right around the corner. So a lot of us are finding that mojo again. We're finding that fire. We're getting excited. Even if, you know, things aren't totally happening yet, we're finding that excitement again for our business and for life. So now that we are feeling better about things, how do we stay okay for the whole year, 2017? Because guys, this business, we are going to go through valleys. We are going to go through the mud over and over. It's going to happen. That's just life. Even in our daily lives, okay, you learn to appreciate those good days because of the bad days. So even when we go through another storm, how do we stay okay? How do we not let those doubts and fears creep back in? And if you are still in that place, some of you have not been able to pull yourself out of it yet. How do we get back to being okay? And so that's what we're talking about. Okay. Speaking life over ourselves, controlling our mind and our thoughts. So here, Dr. Dawn, this is what he suggested on our ambassador Zoom. And I just love this because this is what I do. When we speak life, and I mean out loud, okay, when we speak words over ourselves, though, you hear yourself say those words. When you speak out loud, your ears hear it, and that goes straight to your mind. It's very different than just thinking something to yourself. Now, that if that's all you have, you know, if you're reading somewhere and you don't want to read out loud, I'm not telling you to not do any of this stuff if you can't do it out loud, okay? Just reading in general is wonderful because you are filling your mind with such good stuff. But speaking out loud or listening to Audible is so huge because your ears hear it, it goes to your mind, and you can just hear that replayed over and over in your mind. So Dr. Dawn says that he recites scripture every single morning. He gets out of bed and he starts reciting scripture. And this is something that Cindy taught us at Women's Conference back in November. She does the same thing, okay? Cindy has journals and notebooks and cards, index cards full of scripture. And she recites, she prays those scriptures over herself every morning. She prays them over herself, over Mark, her family, her kids. She prays over people on her prayer list. She prays over all of us. And she speaks those words. She recites those scriptures, those promises, every morning. I have here, Dr. John recites 150 every day. I think he recites 150 scripture and affirmations over himself every single day. It takes 7 minutes. He's got it down to 7 minutes, but every single day. And this is how they start their morning. Cindy does this every single morning. Her very first minutes of the day are spent with God and reciting those promises. And it's basically Him speaking to her. You know, she sticks her name into the verse itself. Jeremiah 29:11, lots of people know that verse. It says, for I know the plans I have for you, plans not to harm you, but to give you hope in a future, or to help you prosper. There are different translations there. But when Cindy says it, when Cindy recites that verse, she says, as if God is talking to her, she'll say, I know the plans I have for you, Cindy. They are not plans to harm you, Cindy. They are to give you hope in a future. And when you stick your name in there like that, it just makes it so much more personal. And, you know, God is speaking over you. And when you hear yourself say that, when you're speaking that life into yourself, it is so much easier to push out the negative and to push out the doubt and fear that the devil tries to put into your mind. Dr. John said, and it was just such an amazing idea, but so simple. Start and end your day intentionally. The most important times of your day are right before you're going to bed and as soon as you get up. He said it's the most important thing you can do to control your mind as you go to sleep and when you wake up. And I just thought that was so powerful and I wanted to share it with you guys. When we do this, when we fill our mind with truth and God's truth and our identity in Him, when we fill ourselves with that truth, then it's much easier to handle anything in between that the day hands us. It's much easier to deal with, you know, the people part of this business, which is the hardest part. It's much easier to deal with leading teams and, you know, keeping our fire filled and keeping that passion, you know, even during the hard times. So when we're talking about how do we stay okay, it is literally just filling ourselves with that truth, and it's going to change everything for us. I had a verse I wanted to read and my computer just died. And I believe it's Proverbs 20:24. I will look that up and correct it on the next podcast, if I need to. But it says, if the Lord is in charge, then why are we confused about anything? And I just got it to turn back on, so I will read that for you. It says, if the Lord is directing our path, why try to figure it out along the way? And it was Proverbs 20:24. If the Lord is directing our path, why try to figure it out along the way? And all of this will help us, guys. If we approach every day reading those promises from God and reading scripture and his truth, then the in-between, you know, we wake up in the morning, we do this. When we go to bed, we do this. During the day, we're going to get much less stressed and worried because we are filled with God's truth. So if the Lord is directing our path, why try to figure it out along the way? And I just love it. So speak that life. Think about how you can get this into your day, how you can start your morning and end your day with scripture, affirmations. And we'll talk more about affirmations in another podcast. But that is what I have for you today, how to stay okay through 2017. Thanks for joining me today. And don't forget, I'm here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with a new podcast talking about leadership and reminding you that you don't have to be qualified, just called. See you next time.